Very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 9th June 2024 Sunday class. We shall be continuing our sharing from this book, the Heart Sutta, second edition by us. We are at lesson 7, 7 Heart Sutta class, page 45. So as usual, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bun Si Si Jiya Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jiya Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jiya Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Dijang Wang Pusa, Namo Dijang Wang Pusa, Namo Dijang Wang Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Kamesu Micchacara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Pujam. Buddhang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, just relax body and mind and maintain some power, awareness. Then turn to page 6 of the chanting book. we shall do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas in this universe, in their entirety. Let the devas and then deities come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiakawa Vaisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadang Dhammasavanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasavanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasavanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditabo Inohiti Supatipano Bhagavato Saukasango Ujupatipano Bhagavato Saukasango Nyayapatipano Bhagavato Saukasango Samichipatipano Bhagavato Saukasango Yadidam chattari purisa yukani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato saukasangho ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkeneyo anjali karaneyo anuttarang punyang ketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, now we shall commence from where we stopped. Turn to page 45 of the Heart Sutta second edition. 7 Heart Sutta class. So this is our usual Thursday class, which now Sunday class, which now we share it at my house. Last time was at Wu Ping Qing, the Mahayana Vihara there. So this Heart Sutta class is usually a 3-hour session. It starts or commences at 3 p.m. then end at 6 p.m. So normally the first session is pre-puja followed by Dhamma sharing. And after about 4:10 to 4:30, we will normally end. Then we will have our 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Then we continue with the second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have regarding the Dhamma, the meditation, and how to apply all this Dhamma that you have learned so that it can help you understand life, live life, and develop the cultivation to really be a blessing to all. Okay, now we start with 1.1. Now, what is meditation? So this topic is very important. In fact, it is the most important. Most people don't understand what really meditation is. And most people are quite confused, in fact. And many of them have been searching. And it's not easy to come to an understanding. The reason being, meditation is a very loose word. Loose in the sense that it's a very wide meaning. When we talk about meditation, it can mean many things. Whatever you meditate on, technically, I use the word technically, you can call it meditation. That's why sometimes they call it by different name. The Hindu come out with the understanding, they call it Hindu meditation. The Christian come out with an understanding, they call it the Christian meditation. Of course, the Buddhists also have their own meditation. But then what is meditation? Basically, you look up on the English dictionary, I think it's basically to train the mind to do certain things. And you call that meditation. That's why even under the Buddhist tradition, we normally start people with loving-kindness meditation or what they call metta bhavana. So if you train your mind to radiate metta or loving-kindness or a type of like universal kindness, then they call that meditation loving-kindness meditation. Then if you train the mind to do certain type of meditation which they believe will lead to insight or wisdom, then they call it vipassana meditation. And they like this word vipassana. But most people don't understand what vipassana is. We and pasana, these two, when they come together, they call it vipassana. In fact, you can break these two words out. We is to insight. We is the three characteristics. The word is called anicchang, dukkang, anatta. Whereas pasana is to insight into these three characteristics. So whatever that can develop this ability, that trigger of the wisdom, is called vipassana. That's why when you understand all this, then you will not be gullible. A lot of people believe vipassana is a method or a technique to meditate. If you use that type of technique, they call that vipassana. If you use another technique, they call it samatha. So basically there are a lot of confusion, the lack of clarity. Then when they train the mind to develop yoga practices, they call it yoga meditation. And sometimes even qigong, a type of they call energy based tantian, development of the qi, to actually strengthen your tantian that lead to good health, and of course the byproduct of it is psychic ability and all those things, and they call it qigong meditation. and some they give it by different name. So basically what we are interested in is as a Buddhist practitioner of the Dhamma or devotee that develops the interest in understanding the cultivation of the Dhamma, we are more interested in the meditation as taught by the Buddha. From there, if you start, then chances is you will not make mistake and you will understand it very clearly. That's why I use the word, you have to understand what is meditation. Yeah. Because unless you understand what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, how can you start to or not? So we have to inquire in the Buddha's scripture or in the Buddha's sutta or discourses or proclamation. Where did the Buddha mention very clearly about meditation? Of course, he taught many essential Dhamma and he shared many of these teachings. But is all the teaching meditation? No. And the most obvious one most people will come to know is they said Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, which is basically the meditation as taught by the Buddha. And it is not wrong, it's correct. Because Sila is the morality aspect. Samadhi is the stability of mind, the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the collectedness of mind that can enable you to be aware, to be mindful. That's why you have the morality power factor leading to the samadhi power factor, which is the stability of the mind, which is tranquil, still, without thought, but collected, unwavering. Without this mind, you cannot meditate. This mind can see things as they are, can lead to the direct seeing where there is no thought involved, nothing to obscure you, nothing to distract you. You are in the state of tranquility, stillness, silence, inner awareness, to be aware. That's it. That's how you can understand what is going on within the moment, within life, within existence, every moment of sense experience, how things arise and pass away, how the form and mind get itself entangled through delusion and stir its mind, create the delusion within. So that silent inner awareness that enable one to see clearly all this movement and activity, thereby leading to self-knowledge and the understanding of really who we are, what we are, and what this five aggregate of form and mind is all about. Or in our case, what is this so-called human being all about? And that is observation. That is why mindfulness is very important. Sati is very important. Without the silent mind, you cannot observe, you cannot understand. And you cannot insight into phenomena. You cannot awaken to the truth and the reality. This will enable you to see things as they are, not according to your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, your accumulated views, opinion, conditioning, including all your psychological memory, your phobia, your insecurity, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. All this leads to wrong thought. And what are wrong thoughts? Thoughts that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that will condition your suffering your karmic negativity, your misery. So these are the essential understanding of what meditation is. And basically, it only tells you Sila, Samadhi, and Panya are the three important criteria that you must develop. Without Sila, there is no Samadhi. Therefore, Sila to kick in, you must, for Samadhi to kick in, you must have Sila. Because a person who didn't keep his precept commits a lot of karmic negativity. Then the karmic obstruction will come. Then the lack of mindfulness, heedfulness will surface. Because if you break your precept, you have a lot of karmic negativity. Then when they surface, they lead to a lot of problems, suffering. That's why your mind cannot settle down. You cannot have the conducive causes and conditions for you to meditate, to develop the inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Because the mental hindrance will be there. And when you don't keep your precept, you tend to have the tendency of delusion. Because you are deluded, you have a lot of wrong thought, wrong view, sakkaya ditti, self-delusion. It will trigger off heedless thinking. Then it will trigger off the mental hindrance, the five mental hindrance that will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why most people cannot meditate. Because they don't understand all this, the essential Dhamma. So what the Buddha taught us is, he said, to understand the spiritual teaching, which is to understand meditation, you have to develop the five spiritual faculty so that it can help you counter the five mental hindrance which we have gone through during the last Thursday class. So these five spiritual faculty which you all study, you must know how to apply them and develop them. The Buddha said when you have these five, these are spiritual faculties that can enable you to understand spiritual teaching, develop the meditative mind. Because with these five spiritual faculties, the mental hindrance will not be there. But they will counter the hindrance. And the five mental hindrance of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt, they cannot arise to cause you to be deluded and heedless. Then there is no more mental hindrance to hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness and inner awareness. Then what happens is the spiritual faculty will take over. And when the spiritual faculty takes over, your mind states are so beautiful. You will have the five beautiful spiritual faculty. Saddha, which is faith in the Buddha and his teaching, will make your mind very calm, very composed. Then, when your mind is very calm and very composed, it has clarity. Then it can reflect and contemplate to understand who is the Buddha. Why is he so unique, so special? When you start to develop more understanding of who the Buddha is, you become different. Your faith towards him become unshakable. Your respect and gratitude towards the Buddha also become very different. Because he is not only an enlightened being. You can say he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. To have such a being to be your teacher, your guide, for you to take refuge in, you should have that joy, that gratitude, that what we call faith. Because this is a great blessing. Where can you find such a great teacher? The wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born, to guide you, to teach you, to share with you the understanding of life, the secret of life, and lead you to the wisdom that can transform your understanding to liberate your mind so that you can become an enlightened being who can understand life. And this will enable you to live life to the fullest, to realize the highest human ideal or potential that a living being can ever aspire for. So these are the understanding that will drive you to cultivate. That's why from the faith you develop the understanding, then it will condition you to go out to understand his teaching. Because when you understand his teaching, you not only free your mind from suffering, you also develop understanding of life, to live life. And you can live the life of enlightened being, a noble ones, the noble life of an enlightened being, an Arya. Yeah. And all this can transform your life. Then life not only become beautiful, wonderful, life also become like meaningful, beautiful. So when you understand all this, then you will see the beauty and wonders of life. Every moment, every instant, the pristine beauty and wonders of life, they are there in the midst of life and existence. Why can't you see? Why can't you experience them? The one who see, the one who understand, they will appreciate all this. That's why in the Heart Sutta is mentioned, when you realize the Dhamma, when you penetrate and realize true emptiness, sunyata, life become wonderful, existence become wonderful. So there is real meaning to life. And life can be truly meaningful, beautiful, and wonderful, amazingly wonderful. So these are the beauty of understanding this teaching. That's why our faith in the Buddha and his teaching become unshakable. Then we go all out to cultivate this teaching. And that will bring about the virya, which is the second spiritual faculty. And these are mind states that are very beautiful. When there is virya, you won't feel sleepy. The mental hindrance of sloth and torpor cannot disturb you. It will drive you, keep you in focus. Yeah. Then that will drive you to cultivate what you need to cultivate, which is our topic today. The Buddha said, you need to develop sati, mindfulness, awareness, the silent mind without thought, to realize your true mind, your true awareness nature that can enable you to see things as they are, that can enable you to develop the penetrative understanding and wisdom, that can enable one to insight into the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And all this is what Dhamma is. That's why the thing that we should focus on is sati, mindfulness, the third spiritual faculty. And what is sati? Most people don't have clear understanding of what sati is. Of course, they quote the word. Standard answer. Oh, sati, mindfulness lah. But what is the meaning of mindfulness? Of course, the English word got two parts, isn't it? Mindfulness. But you never inquire, full of what? If your mind is full of thought, process, thinking, that is not mindfulness. That is heedless living, heedless mundane thinking. Here, they coined this word mindfulness is because they got no other way of describing that state, but most of them don't understand what that state is. The meaning is correct, mind in fullness, full of what? Not full of thought, full of awareness before the knowing. And if the definition is that way, then correct. The mind that is full of inner awareness, tranquility, stillness, without thought. Now that is sati. Then when you can stabilize that, it becomes samadhi. That sati becomes stable and unwavering. That's why the free mind that is without thought, that can be in the state of collectedness and unwavering, that is samadhi. So with sati and samadhi, there is a meditative mind. You will realize your true mind, your silent mind, the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. All these point towards the silent mind, our true inner awareness nature, which is our true mind. Before thought arise, that was your nature, spacious awareness, the oneness nature, the pure awareness nature. Some call it the Buddha nature, or our original nature, our true nature. But this one is without birth. It's the primordial, the original. But not the main mode. Originally, that was our nature, all beings' nature, the oneness nature, the true nature of all entity, all beings. But then we fall and get ourselves entangled with the karmic process and develop heedlessness until we have forgotten that originally from there we arise. That's why in the teaching, the four stages of creation or transformation that I share with you all, the four circle evolution movement. When you meditate, you can understand, you know how the creation process come to be, and you will not be deluded anymore after that. But if you don't have this meditative understanding, you can't. That's why coming back to meditation, knowing that sati is very important. Without sati, we stabilize until we become samadhi. We don't have the spiritual faculty power factor of sati and samadhi. Samasati and samasamadhi, these are the samadhi power factor that can enable your mind to be in the state of clarity, stillness, tranquility, to be away without thought, to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken, and to develop the ability to be in the state of silence, to observe clearly what is going on in life, thereby understanding how we function as a human being, how our senses operate following the paticca-samuppada, the dwelling. It is through this silent inner awareness that enables us to observe all this, that can enable us to awaken to the essential Dhamma of the Buddha, the law of karma, the law of dependent originating, or paticca-samuppada, or the dwelling, and the law of truth, Dhamma-niyama. So karma-niyama, citta-niyama, and Dhamma-niyama, they can be understood through this awareness-based meditation. Then the most clear aspect of the teaching is the Dhammapada verse on heedfulness, Appamada Vaga, verse 21 to 32. So these 12 Appamada Vaga, the first three are the most important. Verse 21 mentioned clearly The Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful never die, whereas the heedless are ascended. So with this, you should pay attention to the word heedfulness, apamana. Why did the Buddha emphasize so much on this? He said, without heedfulness in the midst of life, to live life, you are as if dead. Spiritually, you don't stand a chance. And if you know that, you will be very interested in finding out what is heedfulness, what is apamana. Yeah. Then, Dhammapada verse 22 is a follow-up of 21. The Buddha said, the wise one, because they are wise, they understand the importance of heedfulness. They will intend on heedfulness. And when they do that, they will rejoice in the realm of the Arya. The Arya are the enlightened beings. That's why when you intend on heedfulness, you will realize enlightenment. And you will be among them, rejoice in the realm of the Aryas. So that one again points towards the importance of heedfulness. But the most beautiful is the verse 23, Dhammapada verse 23. The Buddha said, the ever mindful, constantly meditative, and steadfast one, they will realize the supreme one free Nibbana, which is the enlightenment in the here and now. So the key understanding is ever mindful, constantly meditating. Combine these two, they become heedfulness. So I will write this on the whiteboard. Eh? So ever mindful, constantly meditative, steadfast one, means you stick on to these two training or practices. They were realize the supreme born free. So this born free Nibbana is what enlightenment is all about. So we have to look at these two words. Ever mindful, constantly meditative. You have to be in this state to be in the state of heedfulness or apamana. So this one gave us the definition. So which means apamada or heedfulness is equal to these two components, ever mindful plus constantly meditating. So when you look at this word ever mindful, means you have to develop the understanding of what mindfulness is. So as I have already defined to you all earlier on. Sati is mindfulness or an awareness before the knowing. Awareness before the knowing means it's just the pure nature's awareness. When you are just aware before the word come up, before the concept, before the labeling, when that conscious mind is just aware, before the arising of thought or what we call aggregates of mind, that is what sati is. So to be ever mindful, we have to train our mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. That's why the awareness-based meditation has two parts. The first part is to train your mind to be aware, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. You remember the four support? They all help you develop the stability of mindfulness. So what is important is you have to develop mindfulness first. So mindfulness or sati, you have to develop this first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. So you look at this, You will come to understand why I teach you the four support for awareness-based meditation is very important. It is to train your mind to develop this. So the first support is what? Four supports for awareness-based meditation. First one is to relax body and mind. So when you relax body and mind means you are in a state of relaxation at ease. No thinking, nothing. Then second support is what? Maintain awareness. Means just be aware. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then third support is to stabilize this awareness or sati. So the last support is trust. Trust your nature to develop the meditative movement towards the end. So this will mesh into the definition of heedfulness. That's why when you relax, you don't think. You just relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do it. Maintain awareness. Whatever arises at the sense basis, away, finish. Don't do anything. Don't let the thought continue to proliferate or to continue to develop the verbalization or chattering within or trying to know or trying to do well. All the knowing and doing is by the thought. So if you maintain complete relaxed inner awareness, maintain awareness to be in the state of silence, then your awareness, sati, will be long. Then to stabilize it is to continue to train it so that it will not trigger off the thinking. So this is how you develop initially mindfulness, then stabilize it so that it becomes ever mindful. Then use it to meditate, means cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path as taught by the Buddha, which is Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. Rub it off. I think so. Both words also can actually. Born free. In fact, both also can. When you are without bondage, means you won't take rebirth anymore. So both also okay. Okay, now we go back to the Heart Sutta book, then you will understand. Okay, so this is how meditation as taught by the Buddha is to be understood. So here, the title is, what is meditation? So I already explained from the general concept until we zero in on understanding the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So their theory emphasizes the importance of understanding the following. We must understand what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha so that we understand what we are doing in the name of meditation. And this will keep us always in focus so that we won't debate. Otherwise, you become gullible. When people teach you all the various method, technique, and thought-based meditation or verbalization, you become very excited. Well, they tell you, this is vipassana. This one lead to insight meditation, can lead to enlightenment, awakening. So most people are gullible. When they hear the word, they're very keen already. That's why in the early days, I remember, when people came and talked to me, yeah, they were introduced and they were told that I teach meditation in the early years. You know what was the first question they asked? What you teach? You teach vipassana? Then I look at them and then I laugh. I say, I just teach sati, leading to mindfulness. Leading to its stability, heedfulness, to understand what is going on in life, to understand the teaching. Of course, I didn't say lead to heedfulness, because at that time, this heedfulness thing is so new. Very few people understand. And what they are interested in the two term, vipassana and samatha. Some want psychic one, they want samatha. They want the energy field one, one pointedness. You teach jhana. Then those who don't have the inclination towards jhana and psychic one, they will ask, you teach vipassana. Not knowing that all this is not the understanding of what is meditation as taught by the Buddha. But the term, you don't have the understanding, it actually doesn't help you. Because you are attracted by the words, either vipassana or samatha or jhana and honesty. And these are people who don't approach the Buddhist teaching with understanding. You approach it with understanding, you will not be gullible. You will not look for all this. You will want to find out basically what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Or what did the Buddha emphasize on and teach? So that you can understand his teaching. So that you can develop the meditative training to awaken, to become enlightened. So look at the teaching and find out what the Buddha teach. The Buddha always emphasized on these few things. Heedfulness, then mindfulness. Then after that, he also mentioned about developing the ability to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to realize the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Then the importance of sati, the spiritual faculty. So all this, if you piece them together, then you can get the whole picture clearly and come to the understanding that the meditation as taught by the Buddha is very clear. Very clearly defined. You need to be heedful. The moment you are heedful, you are whole. The heedful never die. Heedfulness is the path to the deafness and the deafness. And the heedful never die. So all this understanding are very important. So the next part is what we need to zero in. There are two steps involved in the development of meditation as taught by the Buddha. So first step is to train the mind to be heedful. We are using a skillful means or an object of meditation to anchor the mind in awareness or mindfulness so that the mind is relaxed, aware, silent, and mindful within. At that time, I cannot straight away go in to teach you about the silent mind, the awareness nature. But at that time, I was invited to come out to share in the year 2004. The Buddhist community was so conditioned by the so-called popularly accepted way of meditation. Especially the word vipassana, jhana, and all those things like what I have explained. Then the method and the technique, the skillful means, they are so popular. And you cannot just one shot tell people that all this is not correct. It's not about right and wrong. It's about understanding. If you don't understand, you will get yourself entangled into all those. But I developed the understanding gradually for them to understand. That's why initially, for those who have followed me very long, they will know. I never object to anybody using any method or technique. I say it's up to you. The more important thing is you must understand what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So if you make use of the method, technique, or object of meditation, to be a skillful means to train your mind to develop sati, then it's okay. Then after that, you must know how to stabilize it. So that mind can become not only mindful, with the stability to be ever mindful. And that is the first part of heedfulness, Abhamada. That's why first step is to train the mind to be heedful. How you do it? You can, now I can tell you clearly, you use the four support for awareness-based meditation, that it can be done very fast, very easily. Yeah. But in the past, you tell them that they will run away. Well, that is alien to them, very, very alien. And hardly anybody teach like that. Yeah. Until later on, when most of the Kayamita has the stability or understanding already, then only I introduce the four support to develop awareness-based meditation. Then you can find out for your own, on your own, which is more easy. Yeah. Then make use of whatever that can benefit you, can let you develop the training faster and easier. Just do it. The key thing is to understand that you need to be mindful and stabilize that ability to be mindful, to be ever mindful, so that you can be in that state of clarity, tranquility, stillness. Stay with your true mind for as long as you can. When you are in that state of ever mindful stability, then you can meditate. Then you can use that to observe, to insight in the phenomena, to realize the truth, to awaken to the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkang, and anatta, and to see things as they are, following the teachings of the Buddha. So all these are important pointer to understand how one can train oneself to develop mindfulness or leading to heedfulness. So to be mindful is not to think, it's just to be aware before the knowing. So don't try to verbalize, don't try to develop all the thinking, or we call it the chattering inside there. Yeah. We are all this verbalization and chattering are the heedless activity of sankhara, mind states. Yeah. And as long as this is active, you cannot be in the state of sati or mindfulness. So always remember, verbalization, chattering, is counter benefit to developing sati. So you just relax and maintain awareness, silent everything. Don't try to know and don't try to do. Yet the knowing and the doing is always by the thought, from your memory, from your conditioning, belief system, your views, your opinion, your knowledge, your education. That's why you label them very fast through your memory, through your so-called knowledge that you have learned. So your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, knowledge, all come from society's way of like bringing you up, educating you. So this is how living being, especially human being, since birth until now, you accumulated a lot of this so-called thought-based learning or activity. Then to you, thought is like the only instrument in life that you can make use of. And without thought, you don't know what to do. You feel scary. And you cannot really develop the understanding of the state that is without thought. But you are hardly able to come into contact with that state that is without thought. Even when you sleep, unless you have a deep sleep, then you will encounter some of those states, but you lack mindfulness, you lack awareness. That's why you knock out completely and your nature take over. Yeah. Because you become unconscious. Yeah. Yeah. But the subconscious, they are still moving inside there. The thought activity, they are still active inside there. It has not been rooted out. That's why they call it your phobia, your scars of memories, your they call insecurity, your fear, intense fear, your worry, your anxiety, especially phobia, they actually are very strong. So that phobia can trigger off a lot of suffering, mental suffering, misery. You have a lot of this phobia trapped in your mind state. You cannot sleep. You will have insomnia. So this thing keep on haunting you because of your lack of understanding. Okay, then we move on. The second part is after you have trained your mind to be mindful, to be heedful, is to stabilize it. So the second step is to make use of the trained mind in silent awareness to see things as they are. Means after you have the ability to be aware and that stability or awareness has been established, then you remain in that state. At that state, we'll see things as they are, without the words, without the concept, without the thought coming in to interfere. That is see things as they are. Means that is the reality. You see what is. That's why certain teachers nowadays teach what is. What is the reality. And the Buddha used the word tatata, suchness. Suchness is seeing things as they are. Things are just the way they are. Cannot be otherwise. Like the Buddha said, condition like that, things will be like that. Whatever arises, the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. But our world is a dependent originating world, condition arising world. So this existential world is a world of conditionality, dependent originating. Everything arises due to causes and conditions. That's why in the Diamond Sutta I say, each year you wave on. Where everything is conditioned Dhamma. Why? Because we live in a conditioned world. That's why conditioned Dhamma arise. Without causes and conditions, nothing manifests. When causes and conditions arise, phenomena arise. Existential phenomena, they arise. And dependent on causes and conditions, they continue to sustain themselves. And when condition ceases, they cease to be. Where they are all dependent originating condition arising phenomena. Not a permanent and changing entity. No reality. They are all supported by existing causes and conditions. So once you are able to develop that understanding, you will have this ability to meditate, means to see things as they are, to develop the meditation as taught by the Buddha, namely the cultivation of the daily mindfulness or sati sampajana, daily mindfulness and clear comprehension. Clearly comprehending the four types of clear comprehension. And this four type of clear comprehension is to keep you in focus so that you will not deviate. So when you are mindful and you clearly comprehend, the first type of clear comprehension is sincerity of purpose. Means your purpose to develop this mindfulness is to develop the wisdom. You are sincere not to deviate, to go and chase after psychic phenomena, to build up the egoic mind, to make you famous and all those things. So these are deviation. So clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose is very important. That's why I say you need sincerity, you need faith, then just keep on cultivating perseverance. And then the way will be there. The cultivation will take off. Then the second type of clear comprehension is The Buddha called it the domain of meditation. You must know meditation can be done in the midst of life, anywhere, anytime, any place. So the domain of meditation is life itself. That's why you need to be heedful, aware. Aware of everything that arises and manifests within life itself. That's why my teacher Ajahn Yantra once defined to me the highest meditation. He said, we choose aware of all action, all movement in the present moment. The moment I heard that, my nature rejoiced, and I knew this is what daily mindfulness is all about. Sati is all about leading to apamana, heedfulness. That's why I determined to be aware. Then after I did it, within 2 weeks, the daily mindfulness came to me, the stability of it, everything. Then the rest is history. That was towards the end of 1988, moving into the beginning of 89. Then my cultivation became very different. My mind developed the stability of awareness. Then it transformed very fast. Then I went to the 5 days retreat. And after that, I came out, I become different, completely transformed. So this is how you should understand meditation. As taught by the Buddha, two step. You can use whatever skillful means, method or technique or even object of meditation. But first step is to train your mind to be aware, that's it. Then stabilize it so that it can develop heedfulness. So that that mind is in a state of relaxed inner awareness, completely silent and without thought. Means your true mind, your silent mind, your meditative mind. And that is heedfulness. So all the words, when you understand, they become meaningful. That's why you have to realize the free mind that is in the state of complete silence without thought. Not a conditioned state, a free mind without thought. Can you do it? You can do it. My nature rejoins, Sadhu. And that is the first step on it. That's why before you can be mindful, you have not begun the real meditation. The moment you are able to be mindful, that is the beginning. Then stabilizing it will lead to the next step, which will enable you to understand clearly what the awareness nature is. From there, you will progress. Then your daily mindfulness must be there, very stable. Then in the midst of life, you are heedful. Then like the Buddha said, Dhammapada verse 21, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Means you are destined for enlightenment. So step one is very important. If you can do that, you are actually home already. Then step two is to make use of that trained mind in sati, stability of mindfulness, in the state of heedfulness, to develop the wisdom to enable you to understand the Dhamma clearly, means to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, and to awaken, and to cultivate sati sampajana, means the four type of clear comprehension. The second one I have touched on already, domain of meditation, means don't be like most people. They try to justify and give reason. Pratyo, I still need to work. I need to support my children's education. I need to support my family. I need to work towards my retirement, financial freedom. Nothing wrong with that. But meditation or cultivation, especially heedfulness, can be done in the midst of life. When I was at the prime of my age, 86 to 89, I was doing it non-stop while working as an engineer with a lot of responsibility and duties. as a family, head of a family, taking care of my family, and also my career, and live life. It can be done. Well, when you understand the domain of meditation means, like the Buddha said, standing aware, sitting aware, walking aware, lying down aware, then sati sampajana means daily mindfulness and clear comprehension. Whatever you do, aware, all action, all activity, while working, while at home, while moving around, while living life, all this you can develop the training of the mind to be aware and to be in that meditative state throughout the day. Technically, it's 24-hour, non-stop, continuous mindfulness, heedfulness. So, clear comprehension is very important. After the sincerity of purpose and domain of meditation, you move on to the third one, which the Buddha thought very important. He said, clear comprehension of the most important time is here and now. Don't go and project your thought into the past and the future that will make you heedless. I mean, you want to reflect, recollect, contemplate. That one is okay, don't worry. But don't go and be heedlessly projecting your thought and developing all the fear, worry, anxiety. For what? You recall the unhappy past. You develop the phobia, the anger, the hatred, the jealousy. Then you project into the future, you go and worry about life. Oh, what happened if my boss come to know? My wife come to know, or my colleague, my friend come to know that my company has just decided to give me a love letter or fire me. You know? Then when the doctor diagnosed you with something, you worry so much, your health problem, you dare not reveal it even to your own loved ones. That one are deluded, heedless thinking. People without Dhamma will create that type of mind state. So, clear comprehension of most important time is the here and the now will keep you in focus to be in the state of heedfulness, ever mindful. Then the thought cannot move, cannot project, cannot dwell into the future and the past. That it is always within the moment with clarity to understand what is going on. Then it do what it has to do. Then it will know how to act. Then it will know how to have the clarity of mind to reflect, to contemplate, and to tell yourself what actually happened. Then how can I resolve it amicably so that I can move? Because no amount of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation can help you. You must maintain heedfulness to be within the moment, to have clarity, to understand what is going on, then to move on, to resolve things amicably, following the Dhamma way. This is Noble Eightfold Path. Then, clear comprehension of the most important place is the place you are now. It's like when you travel or when you are overseas. Instead of living there, having your good so-called vacation, to really feel what you are doing there, the presence, you go and think and worry, then complain, ayo, the food here so lousy at home, so much better, the char kway teow, all those things. Will you go to a foreign place? Like the saying goes, when you are in Rome, do what the Romans do. Don't try to impose your craving, your culture in another place. But of course, you can have the condition to have some of the food that you like. Why not? By all means, pamper yourself where that is what you have, where there are conditions for you to have it. But if there is no condition, just let things be. Be at peace with all things. Then the most important people are the people that are around you that you can help or benefit or interact with. Then every instant, every moment within life, that is what existence is. That is where the Dhamma is. Dhamma is everywhere in the midst of life and existence. Why can't you see the universal characteristics of existence? Anicca, dukkha, anatta. They are the truth. They are everywhere in the midst of life and existence. But these are universal characteristics of all phenomena. When you are mindful, silent, and aware, you can see them. They manifest every moment, every instant. That is clarity. So, clear comprehension of the most important place, time, and people will enable you to maintain your mindfulness to be within the moment so that you know your priority. So these three are very important: clear comprehension, sincerity of practice, sincerity of purpose, sorry, domain of practice or cultivation. Then clear comprehension of most important time, place, and people. And the last one is non-delusion. Means the defilement of insight when they arise. You must have clear comprehension that these are defilement of insight. Don't cling on to it, attach to it, and be excited by it. Understand them and move on and continue with your training. Then after that, you move on to the cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness. Then the three turning of the four noble truths. And the final one is the cultivation of the noble eightfold path, which is taking you back to the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is noble eightfold path. If you don't have this noble eightfold path quality in you, then what you do or meditate on has no meaning. Well, if you really cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, it will transform you and bring you back to the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, so that you have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path factor. Where these are the embodiment of the enlightened beings. All the enlightened beings of the Buddha, they have this Noble Eightfold Path factor with them. That's why whatever you do in the name of meditation, if it doesn't bring you back to the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. You can develop the meditative training until you have psychic, super mind states, fantastic meditative state, which you think is equivalent to the enlightenment or something. But then you check around. Do you have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path with you? Do you have right view, leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right the four right living, or the four right effort to constantly purify? Then do you have samasati, samasamadhi? If all these are not with you, then too bad. The so-called enlightenment that you define is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Whereas the meditation as taught by the Buddha is very clear. It leads to heedfulness. And heedfulness lead you back to the understanding of the Noble Eightfold Path. And Noble Eightfold Path is basically the meditation as taught by the Buddha, because under the fourth noble truth, the Buddha proclaimed clearly, if you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. Means cessation of all suffering. So without the Noble Eightfold Path embodiment, how can you realize the enlightenment? And all these are in the teaching. Okay? So we move on. The aim of meditation is to realize a state of enlightenment that is beyond thought, beyond mind. beyond thought and beyond time, sorry, yeah, psychological time. Yeah? Mm. Because the Dhamma is timeless or akaliko in Pali. So under the salutation to the Dhamma, the Buddha actually proclaimed it. Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo means well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. And then, what are the characteristics of this Dhamma? The Buddha said. He said, this Dhamma is sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, opanaiko, pajetang, veditapo, vinohiti. So these are the special characteristics of the Dhamma. If your so-called meditation and enlightenment doesn't have this characteristic that the Buddha mentioned under the salutation, then it is definitely not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. First, it is sanditiko, means what? This enlightenment or realization can happen in the here and the now. Before you die, you don't have to wait till you die to be given the promised land, you know, or the ultimate land or ultimate bliss or kingdom of God or whatever. In the here and the now, that realization, the cessation of form and mind, the enlightenment, can be realized before you die. Yeah. So this Dhamma is very different because it is sanditiko. No need to wait till death to know or to find out whether this is the truth or not, whether this can be realized or not. Because that cessation, that nibbanic experience or nibbanic transformation, when it arises, the form and mind that cease and went in will understand what that thing is. And when it's not time for them to parinibbana, they will come out again. And when they come out, they will understand the Dhamma very clearly. Yeah. And this is why this teaching is very unique. Yeah. So apart from sanditiko, it's akaliko, it's timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. Means no psychological thinking inside there, psychological time, thought, process. Yeah. That's why it's the timeless. That's why you need sati, awareness. Mm. So sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko means you can come and investigate into it. You will stand up to investigation. It's the truth. Yeah. So all these characteristics are very beautiful. Sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, opanaiko, leading inwards into the heart area. Yeah. Then pacetang. Veditabo vinohiti means can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. There is no doubt at all. That is the beauty of the Dhamma. Then number four, thought-based meditation is limited to the field of thought. Hence, it cannot free our mind or lead to the realization of a state which is beyond thought and beyond time. But the moment of thought is psychological time. So this one is a very important understand. The moment of thought is psychological thought. When thought arises, you already hit the debate. Your true mind is no longer with you. You have moved out. And you have actually dwelled into the thought process, which is your mundane thinking, mundane creation. So that true nature is ever shining, the unborn, they are all the time there. Yeah. The only thing is whether you are aware of it or not. So man can only do one thing at a time, like I explained before. If you are aware, then you can be in the state of presence without thought, to be aware of what is going on. The other possibility is you are not aware. Means you are lost in thought, preoccupied with what you are thinking, planning, worrying. That's why thought become heedless. You think a lot. And you are hardly mindful, aware within the moment. to live life, to experience the moment, to be in the state of present, to understand clearly what is going on in life, to develop the self-awareness within, to understand clearly who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being, how you know the world, how you interact with the world. All this you can find out when you are aware and mindful. Then number five, diligently cultivate the five spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya to overcome the five mental hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, or lethargic mind, or sleepiness of mind, restlessness of mind, and doubt. So this one we have covered. Eh? Then number six, the danger of having self-delusion and not comprehending what sakayaditi or self-delusion is. So this one, when you have the understanding of the Dhamma, you will see the danger in it very clearly. Sakayaditi is the delusion that manifests when the form and mind believe that they exist, that that is the entity that they hold on to, because they think that is what they are, a permanent unchanging entity, and they cling on to that. And because of that, the egoic mind arises, the personality arises, hence triggering off the three errors of greed, hatred, and delusion. They tend to be possessive, selfish, egoic. Then when things don't go their way, they develop anger, hatred, aversion. Then sometimes they develop jealousy, envy, and finally when they don't understand what is going on, they develop fear, worry, anxiety. And these are the evil roots. So the danger of sakayaditi will manifest when you contemplate and reflect into all those things. Then number seven, importance of using mindfulness to observe and understand how your mind gets conditioned into mental thinking or mental proliferation and activity, leading to all the emotions and reaction to sense experience that condition one's suffering, etc. We are comprehending the famous Mahayana saying of qi xing dong nian. Qi xing dong nian is very beautiful. The arising of the mind, the mundane mind, creates thinking. So qi xing is the arising from the mundane mind. So that one create thought process or thought activity. Then like our Theravada tradition, explanation. Hence stirring of the mind comes to be. Because your mind starts to stir and create the movement. Or in the Theravada tradition term, it is called avijja paccaya sankhara. Dependent on ignorance, you create sankhara activity or thinking. Qi xing dong nian. So this is very good. The arising of mind create thinking, and stirring of the mind comes to be. So avijja is ignorant. Ignorant condition mind activity or sankhara activity. The first tooling of paticca samuppada. Originally, before the stirring, the mind is already in the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness, and silence. So the stirring of the mind only comes about when we do not have the wisdom and the understanding of this fundamental principle of the original mind or true mind. Then through our own self-delusion or ignorance, we cause our mundane mind to arise. Hence, the stirring of the mind via our reaction to sense experience. At every moment of sense door consciousness, you move it out. So this one is very important. You read it attentively. So understanding that your true mind has none of all this. All these are the mundane activity. So originally, before the stirring, the mind was already in the meditative state. Realize that. The meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, still awareness within. So the stirring of the mind only come about when we do not have the wisdom, the yonisomanasikara and understanding of this fundamental principle of the original or true mind. Then through our own self-delusion or sakkayadity or ignorance, we cause our mundane mind to arise, hence the stirring, via our reaction to sense experience at every moment of sense dog consciousness. Train the mind to have the silent inner awareness and clarity to see all this clearly, then there is no more delusion, thereby understanding that if we can just let things be, then there is no more suffering or problems. And with this understanding, tranquility of mind will return by not trying to do anything or using the thought to suppress or control your emotion, etc. That is, be patient to maintain the silent mind with clear inner awareness and let everything return to its original state before it's stirring. Always remember, when there is no avijja, ignorance, or sakkayadity, self-delusion, then there is no stirring of mind. Hence, having the understanding that only wisdom frees the mind. That is, the moment you have wisdom, your mind will not stir, and you are free. So no need to do anything after that, because things are just the way they are, suchness, ta-ta-ta. So be with the moment and let everything cease. But when you are just aware, there is no further movement. Movement comes from your wrong view, your delusion, your sakkayadity, your ignorance. Then note, tatata or tata means thus in Sanskrit or Pali. And Buddhists think this refers to what is called reality as it is, yatta uttanang. This reality is also referred to as suchness, thusness, or tatata in Pali, indicating what is, or the isness of things. A Buddha or an Arahant is defined as someone who knows and sees reality as it is. Yatta buddha jnana dasana. Gata means gone. It's the past, passive principle or participle of the verbal root gam, means go travel. So agata means come. It's the past passive participle of the verb meaning come and arrive. Thus, in this interpretation, tathagata means literally either the one who has gone to suchness or the one who has arrived at suchness. So this is the definition of tathata. The Buddha is also called the Tathagata is because he is an expert in suchness. He is an expert in tathata. That's why he is called the Tathagata. One who have arrived or gone to suchness. Okay, we stop here. Remember the explanation, the four support, especially the first three. Or if you want to continue with your familiarity of how to use the method, technique, or object of meditation to develop your siddhi, you can also use it, it's up to you. But once you understand already, the four support become very easy. But some people, they have their past conditioning, so they are more familiar with whatever that they are used to, they can use it. They can use it, no problem. So up to you. So relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize it. So if you find that your skillful means or object of meditation like anapanasati or anything that you can anchor your mind to, even your heart, bigger one, use it to stabilize your awareness, no problem. Then develop the stability of mindfulness until your mind enters the Then when you come out of it, you will understand what is going on. Then you will understand clearly what sati is. It's just an awareness, specific phenomenal awareness, or spacious awareness without a center. All this will manifest. Okay? Yeah. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay. So now we come back to our session 2, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have. You can ask any of the meditative question or Dhamma question. Pocheng, okay, come in, Pocheng, yeah.
Hello, Amitabha, Brother,
yeah,
Mrs.
Yeah.
Teo,
yes.
And all Kayamitas. Yes,
yes.
Brother, yeah. I thought I will share my Wutaisan.
That's very good, okay.
Yeah,
very
experience,
good.
Because I think I have not finished fully the last part of it, the 27.
Yes.
So I think I just did some part, but the
okay.
other part I haven't. So
no
I just
problem.
Continue to finish
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
That Kayamitas have the understanding and faith.
Yes.
To cultivate the correct, Buddha Dharma.
Yeah, and develop the faith. Yeah.
Yes, develop the faith and virya to cultivate sati. You know, that's very
yes.
important.
Yeah.
So how should I start now? Okay, on the 27th, right?
Yes,
we
27 of May. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Chongtai, then the
yeah, Chongtai, then Nantai.
Yeah, then Nantai, right? So we'll talk about the Nantai, which is the South Terrace, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think I did share a bit of it already, which I just briefly said. When we were all in the van going up the hill to the temple, right?
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
I had this, the nature just came out that
Yeah, yeah,
reminded
yeah.
me of
Yeah.
my Bodhisattva vows, right?
Yes, yes,
So
yes.
The tears of gratitude, they just come out by itself, lah, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
You know,
yeah.
For us aged people, right? You know, our eyes are very dry. So it's like very surprised the tears, so much tears can come out from my
Yeah.
eyes, lah, you know?
It really, really like pour. They
Yeah,
use
yeah,
the
yeah.
word pour. It's
Yeah.
like the tears keep on flowing out.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Yeah,
just
these
rolling
are
down.
very natural response of a cultivator who have affinity with that place or with the great being's nature when they arrive at such spiritual way place. In fact, almost all my spiritual trip, there are various Kayamita who encounter all this, but every one of them experience it in different manner. Then the intensity and all those things depend. For your case also very good. Yeah, you better describe them, Pocheng. Yeah, Sadhu.
Yes, so the tears keep rolling down, and then when the van reached the so-called parking lot, right?
Yes, yes,
You know,
yes.
so I mean, I was like expecting everybody excited, very excited to get down to go to the temple, right?
Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
I was no different also, you know, I was no
Yeah,
different.
yeah,
I was
yeah.
thinking that my tears can stop already, that I can go already, you know. But that cannot go, you know,
Yeah,
Bharatiya,
it
cannot go.
continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
It continued for quite a while. Then the driver also worried. They asked me. I said, "Don't worry." I say, "Chancing affinity and all." So I say, "Meisu, meisu." Then I think the driver become more like at ease. Then later on, I think your sister also quite worried about you. Thought what is happening when there. Then she talked to you. Then you came back and told us. She said, "Oh, my sister said no problem, no problem. A lot of joy." And I was like, that's why all these people who don't understand, they were like, don't know what happened. Because to you, it's like that thing that manifests, trigger of the joy and the understanding. But the tears keep on flowing. And that tears, for normal people who haven't had the experience or understanding, they thought you are crying, crying very loudly, you know, to a lot of people. But this is normal. This is what cultivation is. This is what the spiritual affinity with various type of way place that you visit or that you have affinity with. Then sometimes it's the, like Wu Tai San is Wen Su Pusa's, they call it the Dao Chang or way place, where her nature or his nature is very unique. The nature's energy ever radiating for the cultivator of the way, and they are everywhere on the Wu Tai San. But at certain of this, of his main way place, or they call it the terrace, especially at Zhongtai, where there is a lot of the relics and all those things, then Beitai also. Then the other one is the Nantai. So Nantai one is where the thing manifests as you approach. So all these are very natural things that will happen. But the cultivator of the way who experience that will know. And there is no like unhappiness or suffering or whatnot, nothing. It's just that joy inside, the vibration and that affinity that brings forth that thing. That's why you experience them and you can actually understand them. Then later on when you share, especially that night, when we had our second sharing that time, when we were at Wu Tai San. So that sharing was very good. After my sharing, then I actually let you share. So it was all in the recording. Now you can continue.
Yeah, so after the tears, the band stopped, I started, the sound come out. Come out by itself, right? Come out by itself. The sound is like, it's not the crying sound, but I don't know why people say it's crying. But anyway, I will describe it to how it was.
Right. You better describe it your way, because people who don't understand, to them, it's like really crying.
Yes, correct.
And actually,
correct.
What happened to you is a lot milder than what happened to Song at the Hermes Sun. Wow, okay. The Song one are really louder than yours, and sobbing, you know, the tear non-stop one, you know, flowing out like stream like that, you know, until went near him and look at him, you know, and ask him, what happened, what happened? Then came and asked me, you know. I said, then at first he thought he influenced by Song, he also tears flow out, you know. Then he walked away from Song for about 30 meters. Then he realized the tea also didn't stop. Means he also has affinity. That's why after that he was so amazed. After that tree, he become very different. He has faith in the Buddha Dharma and the Triple Gem. Before that, he was a normal tour, what you call organizer or people who plan tour for people from Malaysia, Tao Yu. But after that, he liked our Kayamita, and he really have a lot of faith. Then he followed us, then he learned a lot of things. Then he also helped to do us a favor. Like he said, all the trip after that, he said, where he planned, he is not looking at the profit. He tried to bring the cost down and give us a fulfilling spiritual tribute. He know this is important. This one is very meaningful and different from what he normally take people. And even the China Tao Yu also later on, when they come to know about our group traveling, they also realize, he said, your group is different from other group that they bring. They call it Pai Pai for. They come here to like make merits. They come and like make donation, offering, bye bye, then they walk away. But this one come with the spiritual understanding one. Then we know where to go and where to like stay longer and where to develop the chanting, the sharing of merit, the transfer of merit. And at the same time, even the chanting of Heart Sutta and the various type of great compassionate mantra, and even the chanting of the four objects of veneration, Vandami, Jetiya, Sabha, all this will come naturally by itself. Then the weather, the manifestation, everything is like meant to be. And it's like the sign that there are cultivator of the way beings that has that nature to like come to that place. And the manifestation is, I explained, is a type of nature's occurrences. It will manifest one. It's part of nature's condition, and everything just fall into place. Of course, the Dharma protector, the non-humans, the spiritual nature of a lot of cultivator, and a lot of these great beings' nature, they all together manifest all these phenomena. So, cultivator of the way who has the affinity and what we call ability to connect to them, they will experience all this and manifest all this. That's why different people will encounter different experience when they are there, but most of them has to do with their heart, the heart area. Yeah. And a lot of very good wholesome vibration and nature's energy has gone in, especially for those who have the past affinity, the faith, the understanding, and the cultivation. They would have received a lot. Yeah. Even among us, Kayamita, like I say, our collective consciousness, our Kayamita force nature, together with theirs, they manifest into something very beautiful. Yeah. And this is what will happen. Yeah. So for your case, also very beautiful. And there are a few Kayamita who had the experience, except some of them describe it differently in their own way. And the sharing is beautiful so that people can develop the understanding and the faith. And this is what the Buddha Dharma is, the uniqueness of it, the beauty of it. And these are living reality. It's not something that you like manifest like a salesman giving all the confidence to buyer, ask the people whom they know to testify. These are Kayamita that on their own they went through and not testify but share their experience. Then you witness them. Yeah. It's not only one time, two times. Many, almost every of our spiritual trip, there are many of this manifestation. And this is very common. Yeah. When you encounter cultivator of the way, when you encounter beings that has the understanding and the affinity and what they call condition to be in those situation. Very good. You continue. Bojang, yes.
Yes. Sadhu, 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 sadhu to Mr. And Sister Linda Lee for their amazing generous support for this spiritual trip at Taishan, actually. Yeah, that makes it very conducive and wonderful for all of us. Yeah. Okay, coming back to this, the manifestation, right? So after the tears, right, I started, I mean, when all of you came down from the van, right, I started to actually laugh, not cry, okay? So the laughter come up from the heart itself. That is, I in the beginning, it's very difficult to come up, right? It's like, the sound, you know, separate one, no? Every heart is separate from each other, and it's very difficult to come out, you know.
Yeah.
Then after that, it was so difficult to come out. It just continued, ha ha ha. by itself,
It's inside.
and then ha,
It's
yeah.
inside.
It's not, I mean, to me, it's not crying, it's laughing, you know. And then,
Definitely, But
now you
because
look.
of the loudness of it, then it come with the tears. People don't understand.
So after you're gone, right, then this laughter become different again, no brother. Tio. And then this laughter become like continuous, no stop, no brother. Tio. And then no stop. Beginning, it's just ha, then ha, and then ha, very difficult, come out and very loud. Then later on, it become continuous. And then at the same time, what happened, you know, brother? Tio? The vibration started coming, you know, the vibration. Vibration
Sadhu.
start coming until from at first I had it on my hand, and that it start vibrating, and the whole body vibrating until the feet, no brother, the feet,
Sadhu.
actually I was sitting down, you know, I cannot even stand up, you know, brother, because of this vibration
Because
that
it is to
engulf the
help
whole
you
body.
actually. Because you are at that phase where you need all this, and this will like transform your cultivation. It will speed you up, because of that affinity with Wenshu Pusa's nature. That's why all this will happen on, will fall into place on. And the sign was very clear. You ask the Kayamita, especially Sui, they or I told my wife, I say, you look at the cloud formation, the place is very different one. And the weather is so beautiful. That whole setting is marvelous, like meant to be, something is happening. So all this will manifest naturally on its own, because of causes and condition that brings about all this possibility. Very good, you share this part. Well, this part is to like speed up your transformation. Well, it like help activate your nature. Then it really it need all this, like you say, that type of vibration, the sound, is actually the vibration. Like initially very difficult to count. Then after that, the non-stop one means that thing move already. Then that joy and that thing, like you say, it reach your whole body. Starting with the vibration going down to your feet and all things, then end up your whole body and the whole nature created that vibrational response, which is what you need. And after that, when you return home later on, or as you travel and continue with the spiritual journey, that thing will stabilize inside. Will help you to develop a lot of what they call unfolding within your nature. And then after that, after you come back, especially now you share later on, the understanding will come by itself on, and you will reach another level of understanding on, because of the internal transformation and movement that has been activated. And all these are very beautiful. Very good. Continue, yeah, for a second.
Yeah, so actually, I saw my, although I'm doing all this kind of thing, right, brother, I'm very aware what is going on around me
Definitely.
also, you know. And then when my sister came to the van, right, to get something, right, I also fully aware what she doing, one, no, this my all my vibration and my ha, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And I also know what my sister was telling me also, you know. Yeah, when she talked to me, I
Your
also know
awareness
what she
is
said, you know.
there,
Yes.
and you know how to tell your sister, don't worry. That's why he came back. She was very happy relating to us what she heard from you. He said it's not crying, he said a lot of joy. Continue,
She actually knows that I'm laughing already when she came to the van,
Because
because
when she
the
is near you, she can make the difference, sees the difference.
yes. She knew that I was laughing already, you know, and she said, "Oh, your laughter, very different, huh? You never laugh like this before." I mean, I heard her saying this kind of thing, you know, yeah, to me, you know. And then after a while, actually, this thing happened by itself, you know, you don't need to do anything, you just observe aware of it, right? Until everything
Just
finish, you know, brother.
silent, and it will manifest by itself.
It manifests until it's complete, one, no, brother. This case, it's complete.
Correct. That's
It was
why
sitting up.
you thought it was stopped already when the van stopped, but it won't stop on, it will continue.
Correct, correct. It will
Like
continue until it.
Song, when he was there at Umeisana, actually before we even come down from the bus, it started already, you know. But the moment he reached the statue there in front, wow, that sobbing, I think got easily 20 minutes or 20 minutes or very, very loud. And the tears are flow like cannot stop one. So a lot of this manifestation people can never understand. But then later on, when you talk to them, you speak to them, they will tell you there is no sorrow, nothing. It's like something inside just activated, and the affinity, everything, they will be generated. In fact, actually, before we went for the Ermesan trip, there were signs already. Then I forgot already. There is one person, I think, who joined us for a short while only. I think it's a her. I think it's a she. It's a girl. She did mention, though, like some higher being told her, four of the Kayamita have very strong affinity with Pusen Pusa. And he named the four. And really, one of them is Song. Very strong manifested. The other one I remember is Hui Rong. Hui Rong finally didn't, well, he didn't go to that trip, but finally he went on her own. He brought the daughter there, or I forgot already. Then the other one is my wife. Then there is another one I forgot who already. Four is it? Has very strong affinity. So all this they will manifest on. Yeah, you continue pushing. Sorry.
So luckily I is it a some when people I mean I heard the Kayamita telling me to especially like Sister Ingvi sitting next to me, right? She was telling me Po Cheng, Sister Po Cheng, let's go down and pray to I mean this Guan Yin lah. I mean she was telling me this. I actually heard what she said, but I cannot move, you know, I cannot move one. I have to complete the whole
Correct.
manifestation. No, I cannot move on,
Yes.
no, bro.
Yeah.
Like I told you
It
before,
will
even
happen
when
on.
it,
You have to go through the whole thing on.
yes. So when it happened in house also, I have to let it happen all by itself, finish before I can move on. This is what I experienced, my understanding. So when this
Correct,
thing
correct.
manifests, I cannot like move on with whatever that I need to do. No, I cannot. I have to
Yeah,
complete
where
the
it's
whole
meant to
thing. Yeah.
be. That's why you
Yes.
will just accord and flow on, and the thing
Yes.
will
Yes.
make you like that on.
Yes.
And you
Yes.
will go
Correct.
through all this one.
Yes.
And later
So,
on, you will understand it better on.
yes. So I'm saying this here too that I would like Kayamita to understand, you know, although I heard what they are telling me, but I cannot follow what they say, you know, I have to
Correct,
follow
correct.
my
Yes.
nature telling me I have to do this, I have to do it
Yeah,
by
yeah,
itself,
yeah.
you know, complete the whole thing lah. That's what I'm saying
Yes,
lah, you know. Yeah,
yes,
just like my
yes.
sister also tell me, you know, let's go. You know, I also cannot go one, you know, until everything complete, you know, then I will by itself go, you know. So
Correct. That's
when
why
it
I told them, don't
complete,
worry, just let it
yes.
be.
Correct, correct,
Everything will
correct.
be fine.
Yes,
So
correct.
all these are what nature's occurrences are, and it's meant to be, will be, it will unfold. It's beautiful. Good.
Yes,
Sadhu.
sadhu, sadhu. So this is to give clarification and understanding to Kayamitas, you know. Yeah. So they understand fully what is going on. And then after this thing completed, right, brother, you know, my whole body have to like rest for a while so that
You
the
need
whole
the
thing,
rest.
yes, I have to
Definitely.
rest on the chair there, huh, to like how you call that, like melting, you know, like melting, you know. It was like vibrating, right? Vibrating is like very active, right? Very
That
active, very
word
active, you
melting
know.
is very
Yeah.
beautiful.
Then
Like you let it melt into it.
yes, melt, melt, yeah.
It
Then it melt.
is supposed to settle you down. And
Yes,
the
yes.
whole of the nature need that window, that's time frame, for you
Yes.
to go through to finish it off,
Yes,
which is
yes.
very beautiful.
Yes. So it had to melt, melt slowly, and then after that settle, right? Then only I can start moving. I can realize I
Correct,
move, my leg can
correct.
move already, you know, my leg can move. So
Yes.
I get down from her van. Then the funny thing is, right, you know, like you say, you know, I trust my nature. I just know what to do after that. I even do a three step
Sado.
one bow all the way to the top of the hill, you know, Brother Teo, you know.
Oh, Sado.
But Brother Teo, I must correct, explain this part, the three step one bow. This time, I didn't do the traditional way because of my age, and the steep slope. I look at the steep slope, I sort of know what I need to
Definitely,
do.
your nature
Yes.
will know how to adjust.
Yes,
No
yes. So I
problem.
adjusted. I do the simplified three step
Yeah,
one bow,
simplified
meaning,
version.
yes, meaning three step and half a bow, you know, not bow to the floor, la, not on the ground, you know,
Correct, correct.
so that my knee won't get hurt, la, you know, that kind of thing. Yes. So I did that all the way to the top, and then I come down halfway to go up the stairs, you know, where the Kuan Yin, somewhere near the Kuan Yin with the big, big plaque there. So I walk up the stairs and then walk up all way to the entrance of the temple where you see the first thing you see is the Maitreya Buddha and the rainfall, you know, Dharma
Correct.
protector there. So after that, I tell you very funny, like, suddenly I come out from that very tall, the small little place, but the little piglet came running, you know, running towards me, you know. So, this piglet in the temple, you know, I was like
Sadhu,
full of
sadhu.
joy also, you know, that I never expected the piglet run, you know, towards my leg, you know. But
Sometimes
I know.
these are signs. When there is joy, they manifest on they come on Like last time in Melbourne, that dog just came. But they can sense your energy and all those things. Then this thing will manifest. Very good, Sadhu.
Yes. So after that, I didn't do much thing, you know, brother, because I was looking for y'all, where y'all, you know. So I just walk, walk, walk,
You
continue
were
to walk
trying to
towards.
catch up with us.
Yes. So I continue to walk towards the end of the temple, so-called end of the temple,
Correct.
where I
Where the
can find.
stupa,
Yes, where
then the main
the
hall at the back. Wow, the cloud formation was fantastic.
Actually, before that, it was the five manifestation of the Wensu Pusat, no? So it was very beautiful in the shrine hall.
The
Actually,
images,
I met Bratia outside the hall, actually, you know, that's where I met the group there. So after that, I went in to pay my respect, right, full of joy, you know. And actually, Bratia, although I full of joy, huh, I do not know who is who is the Wensu Pusat by the Chinese name, lah. But after that, I got the sister Linda Lee to explain to me in Chinese, lah, you know, the name, lah, the name, so I get to know that
Correct.
it
The
has a
five kind
manifestation.
of wisdom,
Yes.
Pusat manifested. Sorry,
Wensu,
Wenshu Pusat's
yes.
manifestation.
Actually, also the baby, you know, baby Wensu, also, you know, baby
There's
Wensu,
one.
yeah, baby
When
Wensu also there, you know.
Wenshu manifests as a young form and mind when he
Yes, correct.
arrives.
Yes, correct, correct. So it was very beautiful. And then after that, I went out to join Bratio and all the Kayamitas at Pariputra Pagoda there, la, that do the chanting and things like that. And then Sister Ingbi also joined. I mean, actually, I joined Sister Ingbi because she hasn't done the going around circumambulate Yeah, she invited me to join her do that. So I was full of joy that she was teaching me all this, you know, the chanting itself, la. Although I don't chant it, I just recite it, la. But hearing her saying that, la, I have a lot of joy and can remember it after that, no, brother. When I came back home, I can remember the words, you know, the Pali word itself, you know,
What
of the
Sado?
four stanzas, you know, very easily, you know. So I said I will not forget it anymore, la, you know, when I see a stupa that I will be able to chant it, you know, from now onwards, la, brother. So it was so beautiful, la. Then after that, all of us went to enjoy the clouds and things, you know, and taking pictures. And we have so much happy memories are there, you know, with
Well,
Kayamitas
the
and
two stupa, the relics inside there, the vibration are very, very exceptional, fine, very beautiful. And you stand there, you can feel. You silence your mind, immediately you can contact that nature. Very strong. That's why that two stupa, and people like the old stupa, but I was drawn to the new stupa because the new stupa got a lot of very beautiful vibration inside that, and Asia's energy, and also the relics, and they built it very nicely, the new stupa, all the dimension and all the what they call setting, everything. That's why there the formation of the cloud is really exceptional. Then of course the flat cloud extend to the other old stupa there, and then later on I think somebody told us that the terrace were all there. They were above those terraces, three of the terraces.
I think that was Sister Sui that explained about the clouds, you know, formation.
Yeah. Yes, she was taking the photo after I tell her about the new stupa.
Yes.
Then she went up. Then she realized that the straight line was across the terrace, the few terraces. That's why she came back and called me, and a lot of Kaimita told me, Sui looking for you. Then I went up there. Oh, then I saw, then I was full of joy to say, yeah, I didn't know that cloud extend until the other side. It's meant to be. That's why sometimes certain thing that I may miss, people will come and tell me, actually it's the being up there want me to know. Then they will go to some of the Kaimita or somebody, that somehow I will be called in on. And that's how it happened.
Yes, yes. Actually,
very
it's so beautiful that I have the opportunity to build very good relationship with all Kayamitas on the bus or the van, you know. But
yes, and
especially
also the first time you join us on a spiritual trip of this nature to China. That's why it is a great experience for you too. And
yes,
the
yes.
timing is such you are ready. And this trip is meant to be. That's why a lot of things just manifest, happen. And because you want to help your sister, I think this trip, you managed to help her.
Yes,
it
yes.
Created
I
the
think so.
condition for her
Yes.
to understand the coming thing. And
yes.
The situation can be a blessing in disguise if she can understand that all this is meant to be for her to learn, for her to understand why the form and mind can do such, like, to her, like, very stupid type of decision and thing. It's not to say why, it's karmic consciousness. When they come, they condition you, they really take control of you, and you will really do that type of thing which people say is stupid. Even like a lot of people got scammed or those things, it's coming. You have to pay back one. Then they think back, how come can be like that? Then they will tell you, I don't know. It just happened. Because my nature, like I share with a lot of you, okay, Mita, after 1989, my nature can see the karmic conditioning or not. That's why I can see a lot of things, the sign, everything is going to happen with you. And I can sense it or not. Then a lot of things will manifest and let my nature understand. So then I realized all this karmic condition, you cannot avoid on, you cannot run on, unless you have the wisdom and the understanding. That's why my nature has the understanding. Then I can see the sign. Then I can do something about it. But also, not much. It depends on your level of understanding and cultivation. For my case, it's for me to learn to understand. But I purposely want to understand how come I felt like that. Then I purposely order the food, or I purposely pass that place where my nature tell me don't go, don't cross. I purposely went. Then I develop mindfulness, awareness to be attentive, and then I came to know what happened. Because the conditioning already there, and it's going to happen already on. So if you don't have this sensitivity, the Dhamma, the understanding, to see the sign, you will not change course on. It will go that way already. That's why a lot of the decision that I make is because of the understanding from the sign, echo and flow, then I make the decision to vary the thing. Even our itinerary, all those things, this trip also same. I had told and Linda, I said no problem. Please go ahead and do all those things. Because they say the weather forces us to change. It's not forces us to change. It's meant to be, has to be like that. That's why everything falls into place. So this also create a condition for Kayamita to understand. When things do not go your way, do not perceive it with negativity. Because sometimes it's meant to be. You may think, oh, how come that day we come to Wu Tai San, we supposed to visit all the Zhong Pei Tai, all those things. Then the weather is so bad, the van all cannot go. Then we have to cancel our program itinerary. Then luckily, Linda very fast, they act, they come up with solution. I think they have been doing this quite often. So they say, move the Wu Tai San, the last 2 days program forward. Then we visit the five terrace when the weather improve. Then my nature knew. That's why I said, no problem. Then it only rain for the van to cancel. No? Yeah. After that, the weather is so conducive, you remember? The misty, the cloudy and all things, the cooling and all, it's all like the formation that Kuan Yin's way place is. And they like that type of weather, the mist and the cooling nature and drizzle, light, very light drizzle, no heavy rain. And it's like meant to be, all those temple that we shifted out that I'm ready to visit, turn out to be like meant to be. The abbot also came out and meet us. And a few of the places, everything fall into place and very conducive. That's why Dhamma is such, when you have the cultivation, the understanding, everything can be understood and it will unfold in such beautiful manner. Very good. Yeah.
Yes,
you continue.
Yes, there's so much to share during this Tai San trip. Ending of the sharing, you know, because like, I mean, at every location, I have certain kind of vibration, you know,
unfolding.
I cannot explain to you. Yeah, unfolding.
Certain,
so like, what I want to mention quickly is the place that we went, that we changed from the North Terrace to the to the Jingke Longchen, the dragon swing. All right, okay. Quickly, I will explain these two temples first. The Jingke temple, right? As I go up the staircase, my vibration was so strong, you know. When I go up, you know, the time, you know,
the Kuan Yin, stupa there.
Yes. So the vibration is so strong there, you know, I do not know what is coming, what I'm going to see, you know. But after that, what I saw is the Kuan Yin, you know, the huge Kuan Yin, you know, the in front of us. Then the other one that I want to say is when we went to the Dragon Spring, right, I tell you, Brother Teo, it's very amazing, you know. I went all the way to the end of the temple where they were doing the chanting, right? The vibration opened up my heart, no, Brother Teo. I don't know what they are chanting, you know. I don't know what they are chanting. But I was standing outside there listening, my heart opened up. And the funny thing is,
then it will actually manifest. Then it will trigger off whatever that is meant to be, will be. That's why it's cultivation is like that. Spiritual trip is like that. You will encounter all this. When the time is ripe for all this to manifest, you will go on. Somehow, causes and conditions will arise. But in the early days of my cultivation, I went through. That's why I know all these spiritual trips, they are very useful, very important. And in stages, you will have to go through them. And they are like meant to be, to help cultivator of the way to move, to speed up their cultivation, to speed up their understanding and other things. And all these are like meant to be. Well, the causes and conditions are already there, and the affinity, everything. Then they will just fall into place and match very beautifully. Very good. Now you
Yes.
continue, Puchi.
Yeah, I heard a lot variety of, but
Never mind. Can continue for a while.
okay. So it was so beautiful, right? So then I had the opportunity when I met Sister Pak Mahsuri, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw Sister Pak Mahsuri was there, you know, and I asked Sister Pak Mahsuri what were they chanting, you know, and
Yeah,
Sister Pak Mahsuri told me, you know, what they are chanting, Diamond Sutra, you know, variety of, yeah, they were chanting my Diamond Sutra. The vibration, I'm not, you see, Bratio, I'm not always attracted to chanting, huh? But that chanting really opens up the
yeah,
heart, you know.
because
I,
your nature is drawn to it,
yes.
and it's meant to be.
So the other thing I want to say is the Wu Tai San itself, at the Friendship Hotel, the nature, Wen Su Pusan nature is everywhere, you know, Bratio,
Yeah,
you know. Even
yes.
the roof outside
Definitely,
the
yeah.
pavilion, I
Yes.
can detect the vibration there, you know, brother, especially
Yeah.
outside the pavilion, you
Actually,
know.
the hotel we stay is very good.
Yes,
Very
very good, very
strategic
good.
also.
Yes.
And one
And
of
then,
the newest around.
correct, correct. But actually, at the before going to Wu Tai, maybe I finished the Wu Tai San, this friendship
Can.
first. So it's not I cannot remember which night we go out and walk Sanpu at the street, the Friendship Street, the where we go and look around
Yeah,
the vinegar shop, and then I met
outside
Bradio
the
and
hotel,
everybody.
then we
Yes, yes,
walk. That
yes,
whole road is the shops.
yes. Yes, the shop. So we after dinner we walked there. I walked with my sister, but y'all went ahead earlier lah before us lah. So after that we met Bradio and the group, right? And then this I met this who Brother Chin Hao. So Brother Chin Hao go and buy the roti prata and offer to us to eat, right? Yeah. So when I eat the roti prata, Bratio, I tell you, something happened. My fingers are San Kuang, you know, the pulse of life
Oh,
on my fingers. San
sadhu.
Kuang light, the blue light come out, San Kuang, you know, it's like
Oh, sadhu.
the light come out, just like now I want to go back to the Hua Yan Monastery, right? When we were doing the chanting of the Xin Jing, right? We finish a chanting, right? We finish a chanting, huh? So I do the Anjali, huh? When I put my hand together Anjali, right? My heart, okay, vibrated, and then the vibration, went into my palm, you know, went into my palm.
Oh,
Then
sadhu.
after that, the palm, the palm, there's so many pulse, you know, the pulse of life on my
A
palm,
lot of miles inside
the
there.
palm, the San Kuang, you know, the light all come out, you know,
It
Bratio.
will manifest.
Yes, it manifests in that way, very similar to what I experienced along the street outside the Makan Street, at the Friendship
Sadhu.
Hotel, you know, outside. So it's light coming out, you know, it's like I don't know how to explain. The light just come out different, the color with color, not just yellow light, you know, but it has the bluish light at the end, you know. It just San Kuang, you know, come out, you know, from the palm itself, you know. No, at first it was on my right palm. After that, I look at my left palm, also the same, you know. Wow,
It will
it's like
show it to you.
it's very amazing kind of manifesting
That's
that
why for
never happened
Saul,
on.
he always see the manifestation at the Rupang's head there,
Yes,
the
yes.
Buddha or the Kuan Yin or the great figure.
Correct.
That light, wow, you say just shine out on the radiant one, so for yours, it's within
Yeah,
your thumb and
apart
your
from
hand area.
my palms and my fingers, you know what I mean? The San
And
Kuang, the
different
light, huh?
people, different manifestation.
Correct, correct, correct. So it's like this place, is very, very amazing that you cannot
That's why
expect.
last time
It's
I
like,
told you 15 years ago when I went, I already knew. My nature detected the energy 20 km before it arrived at Wu Tai San. And this trip also, before we reached, I already knew it's coming already, very strong.
so this
You
Wu Tai San
finish it
trip
off.
itself is very unbelievable, it's inconceivable, and
Correct.
your mundane mind cannot imagine how
Cannot
wonderful,
comprehend, cannot imagine, but
how amazing, wonderful, you know, this
Yes.
spiritual way place of Wen Su Pusa, you know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I have never been to China. I have never been to any of the Bodhisattvas, the way place. This is this so how you call that? 不可思议啦,
Yeah, 不可思议,
不可思议的 Chinese word. Some word, some of the Chinese word is very powerful in expressing
Yes. That's why a lot of the Chinese tourists, they have faith in Wu Tai San, no? They purposely go all the way there, no? And a lot of them do the three-step one bow because it started since Xu Yun's time. Xu Yun did it, then Xuan Hua did it. Then many of the other disciples, Xuan Hua and other monks, they also do it. So this trip we went, when we climbed the 1080 step on the Da Lo Ting, we also saw a lot of them in group. They were doing the three step one bow on that steep step zone. So all these are people with the faith and with the unity. They really want to do it, and they do it for certain pure intent, like Xu Yun is to benefit the parents. That's why he like want to repay their gratitude for giving him that life, the birth, and the love, the care, and the whatever parental duty that they have done towards him. So out of love, compassion, and understanding, he did it for them. So all these are the cultivators' faith and how they do it. They really do it. And like a lot of Kayamita were asking, wow, you mean Xu Yun that time, he walk. We take bus, we take all the transport also, we find it so tough to go up on the sahara. But he alone know. As a monk, with the basic tree rope and the basic what we call monk's requisite, he has to like pindapat for food and all those things, no? And he cannot have money and all those things, no? And it's not easy. That's why for him to do that trip, is that resolve, that faith, and the understanding. And the nature had that understanding. That's like, and the sign that appear gave them a lot of this type of faith. So all this are the unfolding and manifestation that will happen for cultivator of the way who have the affinity and the condition. So all this will manifest. Very good.
Yes, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Brother Teo, last but not least, sadhu, mahasadhu to Brother Teo for leading this Wutai San spiritual trip for all Kayamitas.
Sadhu.
And may Brother Teo continue to help Kayamitas and lead spiritual trips in the future. And may Brother Teo Ayuvana Sukang Balang and
sadhu.
Have good health to continue to have the energy to do more sharing, to benefit all sentient beings, you know, years to come. Ganan Brother Teo, Amitofo.
Amitofo. Let us rejoice.
Sadhu.
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 Sadhu. Okay, we are now share merits a bit later. Starting the demons. Aka Sata Chia Bumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anuoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Ita Wata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabasampati Sidiya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sugita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sugita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sugita Hontu Nyatayo Devo Asatukalina Sasa Sampati Hitucha Vito bhavatu loko cha, raja bhavatu dhammiko. Imina punyang kamina, mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo otu, yava nivana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha. Guanyin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones, then we end the whole sharing. Sadhu.